This week on the Rock for Him podcast, we talk to Doug and Doug from Eye Against No One.
Well, hello and welcome into the Rock for Him podcast. I am your host, Sand Shoes. As you can see, we are once again missing Mr. Jeremy Brown. Bro, you need to get yourself back on this podcast. We miss you. But that being said, I have my sister in Christ, Miss Kira Starr. Kira, how you doing today?
I'm good. Been good. How are you?
I'm doing better now. For those that were watching earlier, you probably heard before I started the podcast. Yeah, got a little bit of a back issue today. Acting like I'm 20. I'm not. Not a good thing. So, anyways, we are joined by our friends in Eye Against No One. Guys, it has been too long since we've had you on. How are you guys doing?
It's been a minute. Yeah, doing pretty good. Doing pretty good.
Good, good.
Yep, we're good over here.
Awesome. So, for those that are new to Eye Against No One, can you just tell our viewers and listeners who you are and what you guys are about, and tell them about the name?
We are the Dougs. Two guys named Doug. We don't know what genre we are, but it's heavy and there's rock in there. The name... That's Doug's baby. I'll let him tell you about the name because I had nothing to do with the name.
Yeah. So Douglas was saying, we are the Dougs, and we didn't plan it that way. We didn't get together and go, you know what? We need to start a band because both of us are Doug. But Eye Against No One, it was just something that popped in my head one day because I was sitting there trying to think. I was like, what would be kind of a cool band name that's not very common, kind of sounds weird, but still kind of sounds cool. And for whatever reason, that came to my mind. And then when Douglas and I first got together to start the project, I was like, well, I've already kind of got a name. And I think that it's twofold. One is just the fact that, you know, if God is for us, who can be against us? But then also that we aren't against anybody. We're not in a competition with anybody. I think too often Christians try to out-Christian each other, and try to get one up on each other for whatever reason. And that's not what we're about. We're out there to reach the ones who have felt like they're burnt out, fed up, pushed down. People that are just burnt out on everything, and that they really need to be able to see the true version of Jesus that we know. And
yeah, man, that all encompassing, forgiving Jesus that we know.
Yeah. That's kind of where that came from, is that, you know, we're not against anybody, and we're not trying to out Christian anybody. We're just here trying to show Jesus's love, and, you know, try to bring people to give their life to him and follow him wholeheartedly.
Yeah. And you sat on that name for a long time, right?
Yeah.
You had that name for for a long time before we ever met each other.
Yep. Very long time.
And that's kind of what I love about you guys. Like you said, you're not trying to out Christian anybody, but you guys are out there doing your thing. And I mean, you are making waves, honestly, because I know this last song that you released, Hypocrisy,
like Hypocrite, yeah.
Hypocrite, yeah, sorry.
Nah, like, nah, you were injured today, man. You had a traumatic fall.
Yeah. yeah. So, like, people have been absolutely just tearing it up on the top 15 list for us. Like, I think you guys have been the top 5 since it released. I think there was 1 week that you fell out of the top 5.
I think so. That sounds about right.
And wow. Just a little hint for you guys and for those watching. The list just went up again. And this is week number 15, so if you don't vote for it, it'll be gone next week. So,
vote.
You know what to do.
Go hit the button. Put the check mark.
Yes.
And then log in. Log into your alternates and vote again.
Yes.
That's right.
No, don't do that.
It's like, don't absolutely not.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, what is going on, guys? What do you guys got going on?
Well, this coming weekend, we've got the, it's Break the Silence, right, Doug?
Break
the Silence Clown Show. We're playing that here in town at Memories Event Venue. That's going to be an awesome time. It's not a, it's not like a faith show, but we take that faith with us and play it wherever we go. So this one is for mental health awareness and, go ahead, man.
Yeah, I was gonna say we've actually played a show that this guy has promoted another time back. I think it was back in November.
Yeah,
And played in a spot that was he is faith based, but he was specifically told don't preach, don't say anything, God related.
Right.
And believe it or not, this was in a strip club.
Yeah. At the Frog.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a place just across the river in Indiana. And, that's probably one of the best places that we have gotten reception from and had some really good conversations with people afterwards.
Yeah.
And we're just of the mind. It's like, you don't fight a war on the back lines. You fight a war in the trenches. Yeah. So, I mean, sometimes you got to get your hands dirty and, We're not afraid to get down in the muck. I guess we've been in the same place.
Oh man, like you don't go to a hospital to find people that aren't sick, right?
Right.
Like, right. Absolutely.
And yeah, that was one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yeah.
That at the Frog was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a discreet club. We'll put it that way. That the other stuff took place in a different part of the building, but we still got to have some really good conversations with people, and I mean, people knew who we were and what we were about before we even started playing.
Yep,
that's awesome.
And they still did. I mean, and they were very receptive. So that was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, but, and
Sorry, go ahead.
No, man, I thought you were done. That's my bad. Usually we sit together when we do these things.
You know I'm never done.
Sorry.
Yeah, no. I was just saying all that is to say that we've done it. We've done a show with this guy before that's kind of putting this show on. He's a mental health advocate. So
you can say his name because I think I know who you're talking about.
It's Matt Davis.
Davis. Yeah.
We actually had him on season one of Rock for Him. Yeah, he came on and talked to us.
All right, Douglas. Sorry, I just started talking. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, I don't even know what I was saying. Oh, yeah, we didn't do any preaching or anything there. At least not from stage. Like we witnessed with some people when they were asking about us because we're kind of odd that we don't have anybody on percussion, like full time or whatever. But we spent a lot of time talking to the other bands about what it's like playing and not having a drummer and. We got to segue into our faith from there and where the music comes from. And so, not preaching from stage does not mean that you don't take a message with you. Like it's cool.
For sure.
That was one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really good show. I would have loved to have gone to. Like, I love being in the battlegrounds. If you're uncomfortable, there's a good reason why usually. That means that there's something you could say there. Good for you guys.
Yeah.
Be comfortable with being uncomfortable is what Doug and I said.
Yeah.
That's my whole life. Yep.
Yeah. get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always uncomfortable, so.
Yeah. So we've got that this weekend, and then the following weekend we're playing a Wounded Warriors benefit show. Gosh, what else?
Where's that going to be at?
Under here, man.
Burnside, Kentucky, which is It's a couple hours away from where we are in Frankfurt.
Yeah, Burnside. That's Harmonies for Heroes.
That's right.
What that one's called.
Nice.
Yep.
Are you exciting? You have another one after that?
Maybe.
You're gonna go to KCF.
Yeah, we're going to KCF. We didn't get picked this year, but we're gonna be at KCF anyway, just because, I mean, it's just a place to be in the middle of hot June, with no cloud cover and no breeze and the sun beating down on you. There's no other place to be. But
Absolutely.
yeah, we're gonna be up there hanging out with people, and then it's already been announced. Back in October, we're playing with Grave Robber here in Frankfurt. It'll be our second time getting to play with them, and that was a really cool
Oh,
fun show.
yeah.
But this one is actually we're kind of starting this thing called the opening act tour, where we are going to be the openers in every place we go, and then the places that we do go there that whoever's kind of that home base, they're going to be the headliner.
That is
So
awesome.
if we not say this is not this absolutely has not happened or been talked about, we're like, if we were to go up and into like the protest's hometown or something, they would be the one headlining and we would be opening, even though it's our tour.
Right.
So, and we're calling it the opening act tour.
Michigan
Yeah.
and play with stars.
Yeah, if we go up to Michigan and play with End of I or something like that.
Ooh.
But we do have a little show that we're playing up in Michigan. What's it called? Sorry, I'm the
Jesus.
typical lead singer. I don't know what's happening, so typically I have to have my wife, helping me out.
Jesus Block Party,
Yeah,
the 25th.
Jesus Block Party, July 25th in Decatur.
That's Decatur.
Yeah.
I'll
Yeah,
have to
and then
look that one up. And if you do get up here to play with End of I, like, Jeremy's my boy. Like,
Yeah, we're trying to get something, 'cause we don't want to make the trip up to Michigan just for one show,
yeah.
'cause we're looking at
Jeremy and them are looking for
quite a few
locations.
hours, and I think Jeremy's looking for some places to try to
Yeah.
get something to happen.
Yeah,
So
it's a pretty sizable trip for us.
Yeah.
yeah, especially in the RV with gas like $5 a gallon.
Right.
Oh,
And there's a Resurrection Fest coming
yeah,
to Michigan that you guys might
yeah.
do.
And then Resurrection Fest is there's going to be a Resurrection Fest in Michigan. We may do. So we've kind of got some shows, scattered here and there, and then
And
stuff.
always up to whatever.
Yeah, stuff filling in. If somebody's like, "Hey, do you want to play?" We'll be like, "Sure, why not? Let's do it."
Awesome.
We'll go wherever.
You guys tour a lot. That's kind of, you guys are able to do that. We
Yeah,
haven't
we.
really, we haven't done any tours per se, but we are blessed to be able to play fairly often, I think, for two guys. That's
Yeah.
great.
Yeah, our jobs, luckily we don't work weekends.
Right.
And our both of our employers are really, really supportive in us, being able to take time off, and we don't get any pushback from it. So we're very blessed to have good people that we work for, and then also schedules that allow for us to travel on the weekends.
Right.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. So this is I'm new to the Christian, rock metal scene. I've only been doing this for 3 years. So I just recently heard of you guys. Like, I saw your names around, but until I knew I was interviewing you, then I was really looking into you guys. So how long have you guys been doing this? It seems like you have a pretty good fan base already.
I mean, we've been playing music together for many years, but the band and the way that it is now, we've not really been doing this for that long, right,
No,
Doug?
no.
After 20.
after we
Yeah, 20, 2020-ish, I think. Around 2020 is when we really started
Another day.
diving into it, and then COVID hit, and then that kind of, took
So then,
us.
yeah, it was like what, 2022 that we really started to really like push
Yeah.
hard.
I think that's when we went up and recorded the EP in 22-ish.
Yeah.
But
so
yeah, we did the worship band thing beforehand. So we were playing. We've been playing together for a while, but right. This particular project is we really dove in and started doing stuff in 2021, 2022, and then it's kind of gone from there. Very, very grassroots.
That's awesome. And you guys, it's just you two. So it's got to be a little bit easier to tour with just you two, I would imagine.
It does help. Yeah.
Yeah.
Less moving parts.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had a guy drum with us the past couple shows that we've done. And it really does add. I mean, it's incredible energy that it adds on stage.
Yeah.
But I mean, predominantly it's us too. We are Eye Against No One in front of the crowd, but then our wives are, you know, Eye Against No One behind the scenes and mm-hmm. take care of a lot of stuff for us because we can be flighty.
Oh yeah.
Jesus has a good sense of humor because he's put two people who are very much alike and said, all right, go out in front of people and do things. And we're both right. introverts. And
right. Take your introverted self and go out there and be extroverted for
yep.
long periods of time with people yep. you don't know.
That's right.
Share this message of vulnerability and don't crash out.
Right. Yep. Yep.
That's so cool.
So what would a typical show of your guys's look like? I mean, I know you guys share a lot of ministry up on the stage, but mm-hmm. like what would that show look like if Kira was going to go to a show and see you guys? What could she expect?
Two guys that definitely don't take themselves too seriously. We're serious when we have to be, but there's a lot of stage banter. Nothing that's ever scripted. But then you also get some real talk during the songs, in between the songs. So you get to see that authenticity there, the vulnerability. I'm not one to shy away from talking about touchy things from stage. So a lot of times, you know, if there's time in there, there are times that I do get to minister. There are times that I do get to speak, and I never know what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
And then most of the time, I do not remember what I've said afterwards. Mm-hmm. People come up and be like, I really liked what you said. And I'm like, thanks. I don't remember. I don't remember what I said at all.
I feel that.
Yeah. So you know, there's plenty of that, plenty of laughter. Stupid jokes, but then afterwards, just being around everybody else, being able to talk to people face to face, because there's not going to be something I've said before. There's not going to be something that somebody could come to either one of us with that we haven't dealt with firsthand or maybe like secondhand somewhere. So there's always going to be one of us will always be able to relate to somebody that comes up and talks to us.
That's awesome.
Nice.
So you guys consider yourself worship core?
We don't know.
Like, no,
that's
we don't.
That's what we call it because we're at a loss for what it is. There's lots of different elements in there. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how core we are. Like, there's not a whole lot of hardcore to us, but there's some there. Like, we've got screams and cleans on the vocals and there's some yelling and stuff and, you know, we're goofy. And right. So that name just kind of showed up and stuck because we didn't know what else to call it.
Yeah. And nobody's been able to tell.
If you ever make a sticker, I want a sticker that says Worship Core.
I do too.
For the back of my vehicle. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, we could probably make that happen.
We should, man. That's a great idea. I don't know why none of us thought of it.
I don't know, but
Sherry's
looking right now to figure something out.
That's gonna make it hurt.
I gotta tell you, the thing that impresses me the most about you guys, because honestly, I'm also relatively new to you guys. It was like the first time I heard you was when the first time you guys were on our show. And where you guys have grown from, I think the first song I've heard of yours, I'm looking it up right now, was How. Like, you guys sent us How, and I was like, all right, this is really good. And now to get to Hypocrite, like, you guys have grown so much musically.
Oh, thanks, man.
It absolutely just blows my mind. It's like, when you guys send us new music and I hear it, I'm like that proud papa. I'm like, I remember these guys way back when they were just this big. So, yeah, like.
That's all. We appreciate that. That means
a lot to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, being that you guys are going to be at KCF, but not on stage, what are your plans while you're there? Like, are you just going to go out and, like, shake hands, meet and greet, like, just kind of press the flesh? Or are you there to, like, see someone? Is there someone you're like, you know what? I got to be there to see this band.
We're definitely there to circulate and to check out all the bands. This year is a little different, of course, especially for me, because I'm new to the Christian music scene as well. Like, I'm a baby. I don't really know many of the people that are going to be there this year, other than, you know, like the protest and stuff like that. So we want to check out all the bands that are going to be there. You know, we'll meet whoever we meet, but it's a great time for us to plug in if we're not going to actually be playing, which we're taking all our stuff anyway, because you never know, you know, something might happen and we want to be available. But we definitely want to plug in and listen and see what all's going on.
Yeah. Well, and KCF's like a big family reunion anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just being able to go and see everybody that's one of the highlights for me. But there are a lot of groups that are there this year that I have no idea. I have not heard of them. Yeah. So
I was thinking you didn't know a lot of them too.
Yeah, it'll be really cool to check them out, but also get to see people that we maybe only get to see once or twice a year. And that's one of the times we actually get to see them and talk to them, and, you know, just kind of be there as fans as well, you know, be there to support all the friends that we've made along the journey. Even if we're not playing, we get to be there to support all of our friends and family doing that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I was planning on going. I know Jeremy's going to be there. He's actually taking part in the David Patacone tribute. He's going to be up on stage doing a song. So if you get a chance, go check him out. Make fun of him, throw stuff at him, take video, send it to me so I can make fun of him.
I got you.
Kira's going to be there. So
Hopefully. I'm hoping. Yeah.
I was going to try and be there, but I just found out that we're actually going to be in Kentucky that weekend. So.
Oh, wow. Where?
My daughter is going to go to Boyce College in Kentucky, right there in Louisville.
Oh, okay.
And we're going down there for another visit. So, she's preparing to head off next year. So,
I'm not familiar with I'm not familiar with that, and I live here in Kentucky and work in Louisville, but, you know.
It's a beautiful place. We've been there twice already. It's Southern Baptist Seminary, and then back in the 80s, they also added Boyce College.
Okay. So, all right. I think I know whereabouts that is.
Yeah.
Now, so.
Yeah, it's awesome there, so I'll actually be in Kentucky that weekend.
Yeah. Well, we make pass.
We will. Yeah, for sure.
Are you guys going to be camping?
We'll be in the we'll be in an RV.
Oh, the RV.
We're camping, but we'll have air conditioning.
They're glamping.
Glamping.
Yeah, so glamping.
I'm too old to sleep on the ground anymore. I would not be able to move the next day.
I get that.
Bro, with you. Right there with you.
Yeah.
Jumping out of a side by side.
You talking about that made my back twinge.
Oh, man. I'm sitting here right now. You keep seeing me move. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
So, do you guys got any new music coming out? Because, like I said, this is last week for Hypocrite.
Yeah.
I need more music.
Yeah.
I need more. Coming.
Funny you should ask. Yeah, we do. July. 21st is our next single drop, and it's called See As You See.
Ooh. Can you tell us a little bit about the song?
Sure. Do you want to say do you want to jump in, Douglas, or you kind of want me to do
my... Oh, you can say whatever. We could preface it by saying it's a little different. It's a different kind of flavor than Hypocrite is, but I'd say it's still just as heavy in places because we like our dynamics and still got the core electronic sounds and stuff, but it's almost jazzy at times. Ooh. And I don't know, it breathes differently. I'm really excited to get to share it.
Weird drum fills where you don't feel like they should be type of thing, but it still works. So a lot of different stuff in it.
Yeah, there's odd overextensions and fills on beats 1 and 3 instead of 2 and 4, so that it's kind of got like a stutter to it. It's cool. I like it. I'm proud of it.
Yeah, and then the lyrics. I work in downtown Louisville, and there's a significant homeless population down there. And I just started thinking. I was like, you know, what would it be like if I looked at this person and this was Jesus and I didn't recognize him because of the way that people look at the homeless population and just kind of pass them by and they don't pay any attention and they think of them as less than, you know, what would happen if that was, you know, if I had the chance to see Jesus in this person and I just passed him by because they didn't make a difference, you know, in my eyes, but they matter just as much as I do in the eyes of Jesus.
Yeah.
Love it. So it's kind of from that perspective.
I love that so much. I do a lot of work and volunteer work with the homeless, so I appreciate that. That's beautiful.
Yeah. So that's where the heart of the lyrics came from.
So that's good. You guys going to focus more on singles going forward, or are you planning like an EP coming up anytime soon? Am I just asking all the right or wrong questions here?
No, these are all questions that we both ask each other on the regular. Like, we grew up, and I mean, a lot of bands, at least the more established bands, they put out albums and EPs, but nowadays everything's got to be single worthy, right? Mm-hmm. So we would love nothing more than to sit down and track out a full length album and release that, you know, but everything's got to, they've all got to bang one by one. So we've got some singles lined up, but we do have plans for more material. And I would love to do a full length album, even more than an EP. I would love that. But
now, we've got quite a bit on the shelf to do it. It's just, I mean, the consumer part of it, everybody just went, I want it now, I want it now, I want it now. And, you know, hyper fixate on one thing and then kind of forget about the, you know, what I guess people would call filler that was, you know, on an album. Those of a certain age probably know that, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's always like the 3 or 4 that are just there to pad it out so that you can say you've seen songs on there.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, like, nowadays, the attention span and the willingness to sit down and actually chew on and digest a full album and have it as an experience is not super common anymore.
No.
Oh.
Because I remember going like to, what was the CD place that was in the mall? I don't think it's there anymore. But like you would go in and you'd find a CD just based on the album art and be like, that looks cool. And then you'd listen to like 30 seconds of a song. And then if you were interested, you'd take it home and you'd sit down and listen to that for like an hour. And it was an experience. It was like going to the movies. And there were so many cool bands that I found that way. And I would love to be able to do that.
Yeah.
I absolutely love doing that. Just putting on my headphones, finding a band, hitting play, and just listening to an entire release.
Yeah. Oh, man. Best. I love it.
I mean, I think like one of my favorite albums to listen to front to back is Metallica's Load and Reload.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you listen to those like musically, it's like butter. It is so good.
Yeah.
like every song just kind of soaks right into the next one, and
yeah,
amazing.
That's when they're true. All coherent like that, and it's a journey, man. Like it's a full experience, like a sonic experience. And
yeah. And that's why I asked you guys, because like I said, you guys' music gets better every time. I still do. I'll get on my, you know, my Spotify, put it on, bring you guys up and just hit play, and I'll just sit there with my headphones on and just kind of hear that, you know, even though you have the EP and then a, you know, a string of singles. Mm-hmm. Getting to listen to it all, just love doing that with bands, and that's why I asked you, like, are you guys gonna have an album? Because I want that with you guys. I want to just hit play on this and just listen to you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. We want that as well. We really truly do.
Yeah,
we'll figure something out, because you know, like there's a lot of material, and a lot of it is really fleshed out. Mm-hmm. We just need to take the next steps with it.
Yeah.
So.
And I love so how I know that your music is. Oh, sorry, Kira. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Because, you know, I'm new to you guys. I know you brought up How, their song How, and I want to bring it up again just because that was my favorite song listening to you guys. It actually, for a little bit, a couple of your songs did, reminded me of the sound Wolves at the Gate, just for a little while.
Okay. We'll take it.
I just saw them in concert. Thank you. I love them. But I heard that in your music, and I was like, I see you. It was really good. And I was just going to ask you if you could tell me more about the lyrics of that song.
How is my favorite song. If we had to pick one of our songs out of our discography to sum us up as people and as our mission, it would be that one. How speaks from a place of, how am I supposed to share the love the way that you want me to share it when I don't have anything else to give? Like, my batteries are empty and my cup is empty. And, you know, I'm called to be like you and to treat people the way that you would want me to treat them. How am I supposed to do that when I can't even help myself? And it's when you realize that you don't have to fill up your own cup. Like, however you are in the moment is more than you need to be to serve. Jesus calls us to serve as we are. And I think How really just, when you're empty and have nothing else to give, you still are yourself. And that's all you need to be able to do what you need to do.
That's beautiful. Thank you for saying that. I actually needed to hear that. Thank you.
Well, that is awesome. It's a daily thing for both of us too. We really struggle. We've got our own mental health problems, and, you know, we all have our demons and such, but, you know, I think that makes us more real and more vulnerable to be able to speak through those things with those things. And, you know, we're all made new and new creations, but the flesh is still the flesh, and it's got scars on it. But that makes us unique and uniquely suited to be able to share with other people who have those same shape scars, you know.
Yep.
Like Daniel used to say that we were insurgents, being able to go in behind enemy lines and share with people who are in the same ick, because we live that same ick. And I always thought that was a really cool way to look at it. Like spies against the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Remember him talking about that? I thought that was such a cool visual.
Yeah.
That is a very cool visual. So when you go, I know you said you guys got a bunch of music that, you know, you're prepping, you're getting ready. When you go in to write, your songs are so biblical without punching you in the face biblical. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
How do you guys do that? Like, how do you go in and go, okay, I want to layer this in here. I want people to clearly be able to see what I'm talking about without just sitting there quoting the Bible word for word. Because, I mean, you guys layer it so beautifully. How do you go do that? Like, what kind of mindset do you go into it with?
I tell you, it's funny because, like, I'm not one of the, you know, there are a lot of front men. They can get up there and they can quote the Bible and they can tell you scriptures and where to go and blah, blah, blah. I am not one of those guys. I cannot sit there and say, go here, this is where you'll find this, blah, 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 blah. More often than not, though, Jesus gives me the things to say. without, you know, without pointing to specific Bible verses. That's kind of how we write. It's very organic. If we are fighting a song, we'll abandon it because it's not meant for us to work on at the time.
Or at all.
Yeah. So really, I mean, there really is a, there is a, you know, up down conduit, when we get together, when we write, and it, and we're just the vessels to deliver it. There's not a ton of, it's really weird. There's not a lot of ton of thought that goes into it. You know, I'll have lyrics hit me and I'll write them out. And then, you know, Douglas has this, you know, he's got a whole bunch of other, you know, instrumental stuff, and we fit stuff together, and then we'll also get together and work on songs, you know, at the same time from scratch. But there really isn't a, it really is organic, and it's, I mean, it's just a, it's an up and down communication, that we, that has always been, I mean, since the moment we started.
If we ever lose that, then we probably won't be, you know, a band anymore. We're completely 100% dependent on that, because like Doug said, there's not a lot of preconceptions with these songs. Like, I'll sit down and you know, record some instrumental stuff, like he said, and kind of stick it in my pocket and pay attention to the emotional content. And then, you know, more often than not, Doug has some lyrics hit him and he's like, "Hey, do we have anything for this?" And I'm like, "Funny you should say that." And so we stick them together and then we kind of build it up from there. But if at any point in time things feel like we're having to push through something to make things stick together, we get rid of it. We throw it out, which is exhausting, because the amount of material that we've tossed because it just doesn't feel right is ridiculous. It really upsets my wife. She's like, "Why would you throw that away?" I'm like, "'Cause it wasn't right."
Yeah, pretty much.
I was to say, is there just like a song that you guys have just been all in on, and when you got done with it, you sat down, you listened to it, and you're like, "No, no."
Yes. Yes. A couple of times, but the most notable one is the song "Breaking Me" that's in circulation right now. That's not at all what that song sounded like when we first wrote it. That was early on in our days, and I think we were trying to capture the sound that we had heard from other people, and we wanted that kind of rock and roll kind of vibe. And we wrote this entire song over the course of months. We spent a lot of time and effort, energy on this. And one day we sat down and we were like, "This isn't it." So we threw all of that, every bit of that away. The only thing we kept was the lyrics and
That's
started over from scratch. So yeah,
Yeah,
it does
we're
happen.
That's really awesome. I'm really
Yeah.
happy you guys do that. That is very intuitive.
We're not afraid to throw stuff out
Yeah.
if it's just not working.
Yeah.
Love that.
Wow.
So for those that have never seen or heard you guys before, can you share your testimonies for us? I know you did it on the last episode, but I'm sure we got some new listeners.
I need to hear it.
Kira needs to hear it. Can you just share how you came to know Jesus really quick with us? I would say Douglas go first, but Douglas go first.
So, Douglas, go first.
That's you, man. Go for
All right. So, I need to write down these dates so that I can be more concise with my timeline. Because I don't know about you guys, but ever since COVID, none of my dates match up anymore and everything feels weird. But to like condense this down, I grew up in a Christian home. It was just me and my mom for the majority of the time. And, did the church thing and like did all the things that you were supposed to do in a Christian home. And this is not a dig at my mom. Mom's always been pretty firm in her walk, but I wasn't. I mimicked and did what I was supposed to do. And then had a very large falling out with Jesus and renounced my faith completely in my teens and ran about as far left of that as I could. I mean, I was basically Luciferian and heavy into the occult. And I mean, it works. I think that's what's so scary about it, is it does produce results. Those results are dangerous and damning, but it does produce results. So I lived my life there and burnt it down around me 2 times. I had to start over from nothing on 2 occasions. And the third time that I just burned it all down, I moved back into town. I was staying in Indiana at the time. And I moved back into town with nothing, just whatever I had in the back seat of my car. And spent probably 6 months as blacked out as I could be on whatever I could get a hold of, whatever I could drink or smoke or whatever, just because I was in so much pain, I didn't want to live. It was rough. And mom was able to bribe me to come to church with her on one special occasion. And I did it just to make her happy, because you got to make mama happy. So that was was that Quest? That was Quest, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I went with her, and I met Doug there, but I didn't know who he was, and I didn't like him at the time.
A lot of people don't.
I mean, I did not like you, but like you, we didn't hit it off at right. this particular point in time. But I did hear some songs, and I've never really been a fan of contemporary Christian music. I've always been, you know, I want to get heavy and proggy and stuff. But I heard some songs that I'd not heard before that I really kind of enjoyed. So I decided to come back with mom after the worship leader, Jeremy Zeller, was like, hey, we need somebody to play bass in this worship band. And I was like, well, I'm not a Christian. And he's like, that's okay. I don't care. We just need somebody to play. And Doug was on, I think you were on the worship team at the time, right?
Yep.
And that's how I met you. So I'm getting twisted up. So I started showing up, and I got hired pretty much on the spot onto this worship band as a non-Christian guy who has no idea what's going on. And little bit by little bit, I started seeing a Jesus that I had not seen before. He didn't feel weak, and he didn't feel meek, and I felt really bad. So I started listening to what was being said at these worship practices and on the Sundays, because I can't just show up and like do the worship thing and then dip out. Like, I can't do that. So I was going to church because I was in the band. And around this time, I met my wife, who was not my wife at the time, but we decided that I would give the Jesus thing another try. And it was really physically impossible for me to say the words when it came time for me to give my life to Jesus. I met with mom and another group of elders, and they were trying to walk me through the prayers to rededicate my life, for probably in my case to do it for real. You know, like I said, I'd been baptized and said the words before, but I think this was the time that I meant it. And I was so oppressed that I physically could not make the words come out of me. I had full body shakes and was pouring sweat. My mouth felt like I had sand in it. I couldn't get the words out. And so these guys prayed for me on my behalf, and I just nodded and made my assent known. And when we made it through the prayers, I was just completely calm and still, and felt at peace for the first time since I don't know, I couldn't tell you. And it was really something. That kind of oppression, you don't notice it until it's like, obviously when it's overwhelming, but when it's gone, the way you can breathe after that is just, it's unreal. So I met Doug playing in the worship band, and it wasn't too long after that that he actually approached my mom and was like, hey, I think that we should make music. Can you talk to your son? And it was all downhill from there. But
yeah,
it's been a very long, hard road for me with lots of bad decisions, intentional bad decisions, but that gives me a background that I can be proud of to have been able to survive and overcome with solely the aid of Jesus. I could not have done it. I should have died several times, wanted to die a lot of that time. And I wouldn't trade any of those experiences now. Like, those are powerful experiences. But yeah, it's been hard, and I'm very proud to be who I am now and highly blessed and favored. I've got a beautiful wife and a brother that I play in a band with, and we don't suck, I don't think.
Yeah. Don't suck at all.
We try not to.
All right, Doug, you're up.
Yeah, so mine's pretty much a complete 180 from Douglas's. And this is one of the reasons I say that we can relate to a lot of people on a lot of different levels. My story kind of mimics a lot of other people's stories. Grew up in church, there every Sunday, every Wednesday. Mom was on different boards. I was, involved in the youth group, the choir. Went to a little country church that, everybody knew everybody else. That was, families for way back. That was their church. So everybody knew everybody and had known everybody from several years back. And then, I think at some point some church politics got in the way. We left the church, never went back. I gave my life to Jesus in that church. But at some point, I was probably getting into my teenage years. I kind of fell away. It wasn't to the drastic extent that Douglas went through, but I was sitting there going, this can't be the thing. This can't be real. So I started looking at other different, religions and philosophies, like the Far East religions, like Taoism, Buddhism, Hinduism, that type of stuff, looking into that, just kind of reading about a whole bunch of other different, spiritual and religious areas. Spent a lot of my adult life in that space. My career didn't lend itself to have a faith base. I spent 18.
A lot of strain.
Yeah, I spent 18 years in uniform law enforcement, working the streets. And you see a bunch of stuff. I mean, you see stuff that a person shouldn't see at least once, and you see it more than once. So you start sitting there and you're thinking, you're like, man, what, how can there be all this good? And, how can there be this good to believe in? But then you've got this stuff that you see, you see all the death and it's just, kids dead. And you're sitting there going like, what ultimately? And then my nephew gave his life to Christ and he got baptized, and we went to this church for his baptism. And it was one of the kind of places that you basically get attacked when you go in, like overly, where they're like, oh, hi, we're so glad you're here. Here, have a shirt, have a blah, blah, have all this stuff. And I am not one of those people. I am not. I don't like being approached like that. I like, give me space. I don't like that type of stuff. And before we went, my wife was like, I'm going to warn you. They might come at you. And I'm like, okay. And the first time I walked in, nobody rushed me. Nobody came up and was, just being overly nice. It was, there was the greeting, but then they just left me alone. Which was kind of the first indication. It's like, okay, yeah, maybe there's something here. And then you start to wrestle with, okay, stuff I have to do in my job. How do I reconcile starting to get my faith back with the violence I have to bring against people in my job. And then a lot of times I would be working on Sundays, so I'd go to work I'd go to the church service in my uniform, have my little earbud in so I could hear the radio, and I'd just sit in the back. And one of the first times I did that, there was a couple on stage sharing their story, and this guy happened to be a homicide detective in Lexington, Kentucky. So I'm sitting there going, okay, I can relate to this guy. We kind of have the same thing, same kind of thing going on. And he was able to talk about his coming to faith and how he kind of reconciles that with his police work. And then afterwards, I was talking to him. I was like, man, I really liked what you had to say. It really, resonated with me. I could understand. And he said, you have no idea how happy I was when I saw you pull in the parking lot. He said, because I said, somebody will understand. So I'm sitting there going, okay, there's that too. And then for some crazy reason, Jesus called me into children's ministry or kids ministry or youth ministry, which was a whole other thing. So kind of started getting plugged in, and my faith started to come back. The rock around my heart started to crumble. My heart started to change into what had started years and years and years ago when I first gave my life to Christ. But then life happens, profession happens. You start building up that wall, and slowly started tearing that away. So kind of flash forward, did the youth ministry for a little bit. I have not since been called back to youth ministry, nor will I probably ever. Try taking like 400 teenagers to Myrtle Beach for a church retreat. No, I'm not doing it again. So that was, and then, so now I've been able to reconcile a lot of things, and just kind of renew a lot of things that I had just been dealing with. This G Jesus can redeem things in the past. Whatever's happened before, he can go back and he can redeem those and give you peace from that.
Yep,
Which
for
is
sure.
which is which is what happened. Still a lot of therapy went into it, all that other stuff, but that's kind of my background. Grew up in church, was the typical thing, got into teenage years, looking at other things. Life happens and you start questioning, and then find my way back, and here we are. I get to get out here and minister with one of the best dudes I could possibly do life with. And try to make some sort of impact for the kingdom. Even if it's just a little dent, I'll take it.
Hey, bro, one person is enough.
That is awesome. Well, unfortunately, we're quickly running out of time, so I'm going to let Kira get in one more question before we go into prayer. Kira, what do you got?
Okay, you had mentioned burnout earlier. What would your advice be to a Christian going through burnout? How to deal with that?
For me, and we went through a lot of church hurt too, and we were lucky enough to have a pastor come along who had dealt with a lot of church hurt. And it was really, stop worrying about the rules. Stop worrying about saying, I have to do this. I have to do this in order to X. I need to work on this before whatever. Just be. Don't worry about the rules. That's religion is rules. Relationship is Jesus. Focus more on that relationship and how that is with you and him versus all the stuff you feel like you have to do to get that relationship. You've already got it. Once you say, Jesus, I'm at my wit's end. I'm yours. Take me. That's it. You know, you don't have to stand on your head and juggle, you know, juggle eggs or anything. You know, you don't have to do any of that. The price has already been paid. So really, I mean, just don't get stuck on the rules. Just, you know, lean more into that relationship and get deeper in that, and that burnout goes away.
Love it. Yeah. Thank you. Very back to basics. I wanted to add, like you were saying, don't worry about the rules. It's about where your focus is. If you're focused on being a better person by not drinking, not smoking, not cussing, following the rules, then your focus is on all the negative things that you wish weren't true about yourself. Instead of saying, I will not cuss, I will not partake in this addiction, instead, just put your eyes on Jesus and don't think about those other things. Shift your focus instead of, you know, performing better. Look harder at Jesus instead of looking at your sin, and the fruit will show later. You can't take a sickly tree and expect good fruit from that as far as the performance stuff goes. Jesus does these things organically, and some people are just like, they're blessed and they just, it's like they flip. Like they really are. It's like their hearts are brand new. And I wasn't one of those guys. And Doug wasn't one of those guys either. Each day is a day by day process for both of us. And keeping your focus on Jesus and the relationship and the walk instead of the rules really opens you up to profound change with your mind in the right place for it.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Thank
all right,
you.
Well, before we get into prayer, I just want to remind all the viewers, all the listeners, that if you are on Facebook, you can always drop a comment in there. If you're on YouTube, which if you're not following us on YouTube, you need to go on, hit that subscribe and like button. If you're on Twitch, all those places, we broadcast live every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time. You can watch, you can comment, and then on Friday nights, a new episode drops on all these platforms. We're also on Solid Rock Radio every single day of the week at 11 a.m. Go on. You'll be able to hear these guys because we play their music all the time. I know you're going to hear them on Saturday mornings because they have been crushing the top 15. So go on. Follow us everywhere. Vote for these guys. But all that, I had to get all that out of the way because now we're to the most important part of the show. Prayer. How can we be praying for you guys? Let's go first.
I don't want to say that we've been coming up against a bunch of roadblocks because it hasn't totally been that way, but there has been a lot of stuff that's, you feel like, you say, a lot of people say, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. And a lot of times I say, I'm waiting for the entire shoe inventory to drop. I know that, you know, I would appreciate prayers of just like calmness and peace, from everything. You know, it's been a time since, September of last year. So from then forward, it's been one of those things. So I know I could specifically be peace and calmness and, you know, quieting of the mind type thing. As for the band, you know, let us continue to have that
clarity, focus.
Yeah, yeah, that two-way communication, you know, north and south. And let us continue just to keep doing this for the right reasons.
Yeah.
All right. Douglas, you anything you want us to pray for you for before I do?
I mean, we said earlier that we've got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, but I could always use a little bit of peace in my life as well. Of course, I have a wonderful life. I really do. I'm extremely blessed, but I'm also crazy. So peace for me to be able to rest in would be good and for my family.
Got it.
And the correct, right, yeah, the correct medications. I know we're out of time, but I want to share something really cool.
Sure.
And I don't know, I'll make this quick, but it's
Okay.
really interesting. So, long story short, I got the flu, or maybe it was coronavirus before COVID was a thing, ended up with type 1 diabetes. That's like in 2019. That's the genetic kind. So, my pancreas doesn't produce insulin, so I have to take insulin or I'm going to die, right? Well, so I also have other autoimmune diseases and recently started taking immune suppressants for my arthritis. And now suddenly I'm eating lots of carbs and my sugar is rebalancing itself without insulin.
Hey,
Which is
amen.
impossible. That's impossible. Like that doesn't exist. So I gotta go talk to my endo about that. But this is either a really cool medical anomaly or witnessing a radical healing that I can't explain. So, like, I don't know what's going on. We're going to get more information and talk to the doctors about it. But I'm really excited about the prospect of this. So, I just wanted to share that for some good
Praise
news.
God.
Yeah, praise
Amen.
God.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah,
We'll
that's wild.
take all the good news we can get.
Absolutely. I'm saying.
Absolutely. All right. I am going to pray us out of here. So,
Yeah,
great
man.
Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this ministry. I thank you for Kira and for Jeremy. And I thank you for our wives and our families. Lord, I thank you for just putting them in our lives and giving us that stableness and calmness that we need. Lord, I ask you watch over the Dugs. I ask you give them a sense of peace and a sense of calmness. Lord, I ask you watch over them when they're on the road. Lord, give them the finances and just the physical strength that they need to continue on this mission that you put them on. Lord, I ask that you calm their minds, calm their spirits, and just keep them focused on you. Lord, we praise you so much for this work that you've done in Doug's body. Lord, thank you so much for that. It's such a blessing. You are the great and powerful Lord of miracles. Lord, we thank you for that. Just continue to heal him. Continue to do a work on him. Lord, bless them. Keep them safe. And just continue to do a work in their lives. In Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Well,
Amen.
guys, thank you so much for joining us. For
Oh,
those
yeah, man. Thanks
watching,
for having us. Yeah.
yes, you guys, this has been such a blessing. For those watching, I forgot to mention something earlier. You need to go on our website. And there's a little blog on there that a certain person writes every week. I'm telling you what, when she sends it to me and the knowledge that is in there, like, she's way too smart for Rock for him. So you need to go on and read what this young lady has to say and just appreciate her. Like, Kira, I've been wanting to say thank you so much for what you do for that every single week. The knowledge you spit is absolutely amazing. So thank you. But,
Thank you.
guys, this has been awesome. When you guys release new music, we want it. We want to play it. And we want to have you guys back on. Go and see these guys wherever they play. And Kira, you know what to do.
Yeah, so thank you, Doug and Douglas. It was so nice to meet you guys, and thank you for sharing such powerful words of wisdom and testimonies. And remember, guys, if you're gonna rock for him.
If you like what you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below, and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're gonna rock for him.
Coming up next week on the Rock for Him podcast, we chat with Aaron from the Rock and Metal Faith podcast.